It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm David First. Michael Mwenso is a singer, bandleader, activist, and educator born in Sierra Leone. He cut his teeth on the London jazz scene as a teenager and then came to New York City, where he founded the band Mwenso and the Shakes. He's in residence next Monday through Wednesday at the Green Space, the arts and culture venue operated by New York Public Radio. And he joins us now to talk about the shows and his artistic journey. Michael, good morning.
Good morning, David. How you doing?
I'm great. And your series is called Michael Mwenso Loves You. And first of all, what a nice title. Is it true?
I hope so. and there's a lot of that in there. It's really given us the ability to kind of celebrate black music, black culture, black women, black art. And we just fought. I didn't really think, you know, one of my brothers, my real brother, John O'Gasparo, he said, why don't we call it this? So that's what we're calling it.
Well, tell us about this series. This is rooted in your vision of black music as healing and nourishing. Tell us what you mean by that.
You know, we think about music as an extra activity, but what if we thought about it that you need it just like water and you need it just like, you know, like to eat? So it's actually changing, trying to change the way people think about music and thinking of it more of as a thing that you need daily, as something that can help your intellectual and spiritual development, your the way that we grow as human beings, and to think of it just like food.
You were born in Sierra Leone.
Yes,
was music a big part of your household growing up?
In Africa and in other cultures and traditions, it was based on how we honor the gods, how we deal with some ceremonial traditions, how we deal with actually bringing people together. It has nothing to do with hustling and actually being out here and, like, you know, using it in a way to as money and stuff. In Africa, it's just around you in a certain way.
You came to New York City after connecting with Wynton Marsalis,
yes,
and you started working for jazz at Lincoln Center. Mm-hmm. What kind of things were you doing there?
Well, Wynton was someone that I was very fortunate. You know, if you were black, and I don't even think if you're black, but I was black and I was young in London, England, and I was 14 for 15 years old. If you wanted to be about jazz music and be serious, you find him. And I think that's still very much it is for today. And so I stalked him in a certain way, and he basically empowered my life, you know, and so many others out here. So he allowed me and believed in me in a way to bring me from Ronnie Scott's, which is where I already was creating a community in the great jazz club, Ronnie Scott's. And Wynton came to play there and really was brought a lot of support to the community that I was developing there, the musicians, and then asked me to come to Jazz at Lincoln Center and try and do something similar in kind of creating a vibration and a movement of sorts within Dizzy's Club Coca-Cola, which it was then, and what is Jazz at Lincoln Center.
And then you formed your band, Mwenso and the Shakes.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's listen to some music. This is a song from the band's album, Emergence, The Process of Coming into Being.
I want you, I need you.
That's just a little bit of Sweet Thing by Mwenso and the Shakes, who will be performing at the Green Space on Wednesday night. You're going to be in residence at the Green Space Monday through Wednesday, but your band mixes elements of jazz, funk, African music, and more. There's even a tap dancer in the lineup. What were you looking for when you built the Shakes?
Well, it goes back to a great man, a white man called Thomas Blofield, who was basically a father figure. When my mother, when we moved to London, she got married to a beautiful English man called Roger Harrington. He sadly died in a car crash once we got there. And a year and a bit after that, my mother was deported back to Nigeria. So this incredible man called Thomas Blofield took me in, adopted me, and he was a freak of nature. He loved black music. And he allowed our relationship to really form under the fusion of black music. So from 11, 12, 13 years old, I was seeing Ray Charles, I was seeing B.B. King, I was seeing Betty Carter. And that's really how the music took hold of me and what I am today.
As a teenager, you were hanging out at the legendary London jazz club, Ronnie Scott's, meeting all of these icons, right?
Yeah.
American icons like Benny Carter and Ray Brown. But you did not pursue the path of a jazz performer. Why not?
There was a period of, like, I just want to sing jazz. I just want to sing bebop. I just want to scat. I just want to do that. Then there were periods of, I just want to be a trombone player and just, you know, be a trombonist, you know, and then, you know, then there's what there is now. So there was, you know, I think really, to be honest, there were, there definitely, and jazz music has and always, for me, is the one of the great deep spiritual vibrations of Black people. So you're always wanting to get close to it. And I'm always still trying to surround myself with it and also reflect it in our music, because it's the, one of the most important creations of African diasporic people.
Michael Mwenso is in residence next week at The Green Space. And for more information, visit thegreenspace.org. That is thegreenspace, G-R-E-E-N-E, space.org. And let's go out with one more song by Mwenso and the Shakes. This is No Regrets.